Have you ever caught yourself analyzing every little movement, every slight change in expression during a first date? That moment when he shifts in his seat, is he uncomfortable or just getting closer? When he glances at his phone, is he disinterested or respectfully silencing it? These subtle signals can feel like a complex code we are desperately trying to crack. Welcome to the Better Love Podcast. I am Amanda Collins, and today we are diving into something every woman has experienced, that delicate dance of reading and responding to emotional signals during those crucial first date moments. Whether you have been on countless first dates or are just getting back into dating, understanding these unspoken cues can transform your entire dating experience. As a relationship expert, I have observed a fascinating pattern. The most successful daters are not necessarily the most attractive or charming. They are the ones who have mastered the art of emotional attunement. It is like having a superpower that allows you to see beneath the surface of casual conversation. When you understand what to look for, these subtle signals become clear messages, helping you navigate those initial moments with confidence and grace. In today's episode, we will explore the authentic ways to read these emotional cues, moving beyond surface-level observations to genuine understanding. You will discover how to trust your instincts while developing a deeper awareness of meaningful signals. By the end of our time together, you will have practical tools to interpret and respond to these cues naturally, creating genuine connections from the very first moment. Let us begin by examining what really happens in those first crucial minutes of a date and how understanding these dynamics can transform your dating experience entirely. Let me share a fascinating discovery from a recent behavioral research study that perfectly illustrates what we are talking about. Dr. Rachel Chen, a leading relationship researcher, conducted an extensive observation of successful couples, documenting their very first interactions, and what she found was remarkable. One participant, Jessica, caught Dr. Chen's attention during a coffee shop first date. Like many of us, Jessica arrived early, feeling those familiar butterflies as she waited for her date. She had experienced a series of disappointing first dates and found herself constantly second-guessing every interaction. As she sat there, unconsciously adjusting her cup and checking her phone, she embodied that uncertainty we all know so well. When Michael arrived, Dr. Chen observed something fascinating. Rather than focusing on the obvious signals, like whether he smiled or made eye contact, she tracked the subtle patterns of their interaction. Jessica initially maintained what Dr. Chen calls a protective posture, her shoulders slightly raised, her hands wrapped tightly around her coffee cup. But as Michael demonstrated consistent engagement through his own body language, turning fully toward her, matching her speaking pace, and maintaining natural eye contact, something shifted. Over the next hour, Jessica's body language transformed without her even realizing it. Her shoulders relaxed, she began using more expressive hand gestures, and her position naturally mirrored Michael's. What Dr. Chen observed was not just two people having coffee. It was a beautiful dance of nonverbal cues creating a foundation of trust and connection. The most revealing moment came when Jessica accidentally knocked over her napkin. Without any hesitation, both she and Michael reached for it simultaneously, leading to that classic moment of shared laughter. But it was not the incident itself that proved significant. It was how they both handled the next few moments, maintaining that comfortable connection without any forced conversation or awkward recovery. This interaction demonstrated something crucial about reading first date signals. It is not about analyzing every single movement or expression. It is about understanding the natural progression of comfort and connection. As we will explore next, these patterns of engagement follow specific principles that anyone can learn to recognize and respond to authentically. This beautiful example of natural connection between Jessica and Michael highlights an important truth. Authentic engagement creates the strongest foundations for connection. Yet many of us carry misconceptions about first date signals that can block us from experiencing these genuine moments of connection. One prevalent belief suggests physical attraction serves as the most crucial signal on a first date. While chemistry matters, emotional attunement actually creates deeper, more lasting connections. When you focus exclusively on physical signals, you might miss the subtle cues that indicate genuine compatibility, like the way your date listens actively or responds to your emotional energy. Another misconception that often holds women back is the idea that playing hard to get creates more interest. In reality, authentic engagement builds far stronger connections than strategic distance. When you deliberately hold back or create artificial barriers, you block the natural flow of connection that allows both people to feel safe and understood. You might have also heard that first impressions are purely instinctual and cannot be analyzed. While intuition plays a role, understanding behavioral cues allows you to consciously interpret the signals you are receiving. Just as Jessica and Michael's interaction demonstrated, specific patterns of engagement reveal genuine interest and compatibility. These insights lead us to a deeper understanding of connection. By learning to recognize and respond to authentic signals, you develop the ability to create meaningful connections from the very first meeting. As we explore the core principles of emotional attunement, you'll discover how to read these signals with confidence and clarity. Let us examine the specific patterns that successful couples consistently demonstrate, starting with what I call the mirror principle, a fascinating insight into how mutual interest naturally manifests through body language. Understanding emotional signals transforms dating from a guessing game into an enlightening experience of genuine connection. When you develop the ability to read and interpret these subtle cues, you create opportunities for authentic relationships to flourish. The mirror principle reveals one of the most reliable indicators of mutual interest. When he unconsciously matches your body language, leaning in as you lean forward or shifting his position to mirror yours, his body is expressing what his words might not yet say. This natural synchronization shows his emotional investment in the interaction. Consider how this manifests during conversation. If you share a meaningful story and he turns his full body toward you, maintaining gentle eye contact while matching your energy level, his nonverbal cues are acknowledging your emotional openness. This mirroring creates a dance of mutual understanding that builds trust and connection. The engagement scale offers clear insights into his level of emotional investment through conversational patterns. Notice how he responds when you speak. Does he build upon your thoughts with relevant questions and shared experiences? A high level of engagement shows through active listening, thoughtful responses, and genuine curiosity about your perspective. Watch for moments when he references something you mentioned earlier in the conversation. This callback behavior indicates he is not just hearing your words, but actively processing and valuing your shared exchange. His investment becomes visible through these subtle demonstrations of attention and care. The comfort cascade reveals the progressive signs of psychological safety developing between you. As comfort grows, you might notice his gestures becoming more open, his voice taking on a warmer tone, and his personal space naturally aligning closer to yours. These shifts signal increasing trust and emotional accessibility. Pay attention to how he handles vulnerable moments in conversation. When you share something personal, his response pattern, whether maintaining eye contact, offering understanding comments, or sharing his own relevant experience, shows his comfort level with emotional intimacy. These principles work together, creating a comprehensive framework for understanding the emotional landscape of your interaction. As you observe mirroring, track engagement, and notice the progression of comfort, you build a clear picture of your developing connection. Learning to read these signals empowers you to navigate first dates with confidence and clarity. By understanding these fundamental principles, you transform uncertainty into insight, allowing genuine connections to develop naturally and authentically. As we move forward, Let us explore how to apply these principles in real-world dating situations. Let us put these principles into action with clear, practical steps you can use on your next date. Begin by establishing a baseline of his natural behavior during the first 5 minutes of your interaction. Notice his typical speaking pace, gesture patterns, and how he positions himself in relation to you. When you arrive at the venue, observe his initial positioning. If he chooses to sit beside rather than across from you, this often indicates a desire for closer connection. Pay attention to whether he angles his body toward you, creating an inclusive space that invites conversation. Apply the 3-second eye contact rule to gauge genuine interest. When you make an important point or share something meaningful, his sustained eye contact for 3 seconds or more signals active engagement. This differs from brief, polite glances that typically last only a second. Test the engagement scale by introducing a topic you are passionate about. A highly engaged date will not only listen but also lean slightly forward, ask follow-up questions, and reference your comments later in the conversation. This demonstrates both emotional investment and authentic interest. Look for the distinction between genuine and polite smiles. An authentic smile involves the eyes, creating small crinkles at the corners, while a polite smile remains limited to the mouth. This subtle difference reveals true emotional resonance versus social courtesy. Monitor the comfort cascade through physical proximity. As trust builds, you might notice him gradually reducing the physical space between you, turning more directly toward you, or gesturing more openly. These natural progressions indicate growing emotional safety. Assess conversation flow by noting response patterns. When you pause in conversation, does he comfortably share the silence or rush to fill it? Comfortable silence often indicates strong rapport, while constant conversation filling may signal anxiety or discomfort. Track his engagement through topic transitions. A genuinely interested date will follow your conversational leads, building upon your ideas rather than redirecting to unrelated subjects. This shows respect for your thoughts and investment in mutual understanding. As you implement these techniques, focus on maintaining your own authentic presence. Your genuine engagement creates space for honest connection, allowing these signals to flow naturally in both directions. Let us explore how to handle common challenges that might arise when applying these strategies. Now that you understand these signal reading techniques, let us address the natural challenges you might face when putting them into practice. Feeling anxious about correctly interpreting signals can actually interfere with your ability to notice them authentically. The key is developing a centered, present-moment awareness. The most common obstacle is allowing your internal dialogue to overshadow real-time observations. Instead of getting caught in mental analysis, focus on taking 3 deep breaths whenever you notice your thoughts racing. This simple practice brings you back to the present moment, allowing you to tune into his actual behavior rather than your interpretations. Overanalysis can cause you to miss genuine moments of connection. Practice the pause and observe technique. Take a mental step back every 15 minutes during your date. Notice 3 specific details about his current behavior without judging or interpreting them. This builds your ability to observe clearly without becoming overwhelmed. Cultural differences in nonverbal communication can create confusion in signal reading. Before your date, take a moment to acknowledge any potential cultural variations in expression. Focus on establishing his personal baseline behavior rather than applying universal interpretations. This creates space for authentic understanding beyond cultural assumptions. If you notice you have misread a signal, maintain your composure and adjust gracefully. Treat each interaction as valuable feedback that builds your expertise. Your ability to stay present and confident, even when facing uncertainty, creates the foundation for genuine connection. Measure your progress by noting how frequently you catch yourself in overthinking patterns. As your signal reading confidence grows, you will find yourself naturally staying present and responding authentically. This creates space for real connection to unfold organically. The path to mastering these skills involves embracing the learning process. Each date provides an opportunity to refine your observation abilities and build genuine connections. Let us explore how to bring all these elements together for lasting transformation in your dating experience. The journey from anxiety to confidence in reading first date signals begins with a simple truth. Your intuition combined with knowledge creates powerful insight. By understanding the mirror principle and engagement scale, you have gained valuable tools to interpret genuine connection. Reading emotional cues is not about perfection. It is about presence and awareness. When you observe baseline behavior and track subtle shifts in energy, you create a clear picture of mutual interest. These signals become your compass for authentic connection, guiding you toward meaningful relationships. Your path forward is clear and actionable. Start by practicing observation in daily interactions, noting how others respond to different conversational topics. Pay attention to the natural flow of engagement, from eye contact to body positioning. Each interaction becomes an opportunity to refine your understanding. The power to interpret first date signals lies within you. As you apply these principles, you will find yourself moving through dates with greater ease and confidence. Your enhanced awareness creates space for genuine connection, allowing authentic relationships to unfold naturally. This is Amanda Collins, because better understanding leads to better love. Let us guide your journey at betterloveproject.com.